Yeah, hello. My name is Lincoln, and Trinidad is an oil-rich country that my mom and my dad migrated to from Grenada a long time ago, back in the 40s, I think. Well, I lived there up till my 8th birthday. I was about 8 and a half when I left Trinidad to go to Grenada. Just over 10 years. I got there in 1955 and left Grenada in 1966. It seemed to me to be a lot easier pace than Trinidad, which more like the only thing I can compare it to is that maybe somewhere like a mini New York. Yeah. I mean, there's much more going on in as far as business concerns, you know. There are much more business concerns in Trinidad and Grenada. But Grenada was much more easy-paced, and I liked it much more than Trinidad. Well, I like mountains and hills and stuff like that, and that struck me as really interesting when I first got there. And, of course, the sea water is a lot clearer than you had in Trinidad times. From the moment I got there, I just fell in love with the place and enjoyed growing up there, you know. People nice, friendly, and just a lovely place to be. I was lucky. I consider myself very lucky to have grown up there, you know. No, I was on my own when I left Grenada, and bid goodbye to my grand aunt who brought me up at the Pearls Airport, where I got the plane to fly to Trinidad to link up with the boat that was going to carry me to this country. A Spanish line of passenger boat, you know, by the name of Begonia, as far as I could remember. I know there are lots of Jamaicans and some Spanish people from South, I suppose, Venezuela or South America. From Grenada, it was just me and my cabin mate, who was from Sister Island to Grenada, Carriacou, it's called. And we shared a cabin. But, well, we left Trinidad on the 9th, I think it was, and we got here by the 24th of February, 9th of February, 24th, and we had a couple of days where we stopped off at places like Tenerife and northern Spain, Vigo. We spent 2 days in Vigo and just a day in Tenerife. Well, as I said before, you know, it really affected me. When I realized I had to come here, I just broke down in tears because I thought, oh, why is this happening? Yeah. But I had no choice. I just had to obey my mother and join her over here because she was already settled here. And I was still a student. Well, everything seemed drab, you know. There was a lot of buildings, a lot of black on it, and you know, it wasn't inspiring or anything like that. There's a lot of building, which I've never been used to so much building. You know, it's like a nightmare for me.